Okay, hello everyone. This is Noah. Welcome back to Rhythm Dingo Corcade, and I think this is going to be the second to last episode of this series. I hope it will be, because I kind of want to move on to some other things. A few things that I have planned, although I have no idea when I'm going to be able to start them, because this is just something I can quickly record while I have just enough time to get it done. I haven't played Rhythm Dingo Arcade in forever, but it should be fine. Let's just get part 8 done.
Oh yeah.
Okay, here we go. Stage yo sentekustene. So we start with stage 8 in this case. So it goes all the way to stage 6. I have to wait for a bit and then go to stage 8. Gemo sentekustene. Okay, so in stage 8, we still have the same exact music as we had before. For some reason, that's how Rhythm Dingo Arcade works, I guess. We start with more sequel games. I mean, all of these are going to be sequel games. I hope that I'm actually going to be able to do them. It's going to be a little bit hard. Let's do it. First one is Bouncy Road 2, which has a lot of really tricky patterns. I pay very close attention to what I'm doing. 2, 3, 4, 1, and 1, 2, 1. Oh, yeah. So again, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And then you have even more of them. Just don't pay attention to all the random clicks, just like this. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Now this part, I don't remember. 1, 2, 3. I think it's 1, 2? Yes. Oh, frick. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And of course, the, being out of sync doesn't help. I got the okay. I think I'll stick with that. There's many different people have uploaded playing Bouncy Road 2 already. There's no point in me doing it again. I've done the best I could. Except that one part where I accidentally pressed B instead of pressing A, which is why it didn't work the first time. Next game is Toss Boys number 2. Now this one, though, I'm going to have to somehow do. I don't think it's going to work very well. Let's find out. Here we go. Thank you.
Kian.
Okay. That was Kian starting there. Oh, Kian. Oh, Akachan. Wait. I'm surprised I actually remember this. Because I haven't played this in forever.
Kikyo.
One, two. Okay, one more. Alcon. Kian. Sorry. Here it is. Kiwo Alcon. Boy!
Kikyo!
Kiwo Alcon. Boy! Akachan Alcon. Hey. Hey. Kian. Okay, here's the last Ikyo with Akachan. Oh, pay attention. Yeah. You have to pay attention to that. Oh, Akachan. Wait. And then there's Akachan! Yo. One, two. Oh, I missed the last one. Too late. But the out of sync doesn't help at all. That was probably the only thing that I ever missed. Does that cost me the superb? No, it doesn't. Good. So, that went pretty well. I'm actually surprised that I could somehow adjust to the thing being out of sync, because it's like, it's harder than it looks. Trust me. It's hard. Okay. Next, we have the same game intro. Again, this time it's Polyrhythm 2, with a really tricky rhythm. And it speeds up, but it doesn't just change the speed, it changes the pitch as well. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. No. Also, this happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Also, it doesn't cheer for some reason. Same thing. No, I missed it. I have 1, 2, 3, but both at the same time. It's gonna get even more complicated as we go. Two of the same pattern. No, listen to this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again. Oh, I messed that up. And 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And one more. Okay, got it. Only missed a few. Out of sync, again, doesn't help. Okay, I'll take it. As long as I'm actually capable of doing the remix for this one, I'll be happy. I hope that's actually gonna happen. I think it will. Yes. Okay, game number 4. Spaceball number 2. Now, you may not think much is gonna happen, except, you'll see. For now, it's just almost the same as the original ones, but it's gonna get harder a bit. What? Now pay attention. 1, and long. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. There's that. And then... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Ah, I missed that. And then this happens. Switches MIDI's there. And it speeds up even more. No. And you just keep doing this, and the music slows and then fades out, and you just have to keep doing it forever. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, it actually stopped at the right time. Okay. That wasn't too bad. So yeah, it just fades out, and you have to like somehow keep hitting them forever until it stops. Okay. Last one shouldn't be too hard, I hope. Maybe. I'm gonna have to somehow get used to this, because it requires very good timing. Let's see if I can actually do this. Here we go. Sneaky Spirits number 2. It's mostly just the fading out and the speeding up and slowing down of the music that's different. Okay. Not too bad. 1, 2, 3. Oh, and this happens. Yeah, like, fades out very much and then comes back in. It likes doing that. Oh crap, it's not in sync anymore. 1, 2, 3. You can very clearly tell. 1, 2, 3. And then... Okay, that wasn't too hard. There's one in particular that I think is very weird. That wasn't too bad. Oh, that was tricky. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, that one. That's very hard. 2, 3. Eh. There's one more that I'm a little bit concerned about. This one. Yeah. I have to do it much earlier. 1, 2, 3. Oh no! I missed the last one. Oh. I was too early on that. Didn't judge it well enough. Superb though. Doesn't matter. Okay. Wasn't too bad. So we can actually do the remix. I'm interested to see what this is gonna look like. Because this remix is amazing. It has a bunch of different melodies. I mean, it's the same melody, but just changes rhythms. You'll see what I mean. Start with marching orders. So this is the main melody. What the hell? And then it changes MIDI's to tap trial and 1-2. So the melody goes with what you're doing. 1-2, like that. Oh, what? 1-2, I can't hit the rock. Yeah. And then we have Samurai Slice, Slice. 1-2, 1-2, 3, yeah. Now we have Clappy Trio. So listen to that and repeat like this. And then we have Rhythm Tweezers time. Ooh, I like the high quality drums. What was that? Roddy. Oh, you're just punching rocks now. 1-2. 1-2. And again. 1-2-3-4. Oh! This gets more complicated for the Rhythm Tweezers ones. Now there's more random games. Like this. Okay. And another random game. 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. These ones you just have to press A, like this. Tap trial. And 1-2-3-4. 1-2-3-4. This next Rhythm Tweezers sequence is my favorite. Showtime. And. I love that one. And there's one more. We have 1-2, rat, race, and then that. Ouch. That didn't work out as expected. And back to karate. And there we go. Remix 8, because of the fact that it changes MIDI's all the time, wasn't out of sync. And I actually got the okay. I could have done much better, I'm pretty sure I could have, but it wasn't too bad. So I completed a set, finally. Congratulations! Yes! I think the only time that it asks you to enter your name is if you get every single one superb. Which is very hard to do, but, you know. Okay, so Rhythm Tengoku Arcade set number 8 is actually done. And I don't think I need to go into the GBA version for this one because it wasn't that bad. Especially the remix, because the remix, you know, it changes MIDI's all the time. It's not too hard. So yeah, that was set 8. And there's one more part that is going to happen sometime in the near future, hopefully next week. And after that, I'm going to go into a few other different random things that I have planned. There's one in particular that I want to do that will be really interesting, I think, but we'll see. So I hope you've enjoyed this part, and I'll see you next time.